This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be visiting with Michael McCullough. Michael runs supply chain for WellStar, a magnificent health system. He's going to talk to us sort of about supply chain leader, being a supply chain leader today, and what are the big challenges, the opportunities? Are things going to get easier? Are they going to get harder? Are they worse or easier in healthcare than the rest of the economy? And a lot more. Michael, can you take a moment to tell us about yourself and to tell us about WellStar?
Sure, happy to, Scott. And first, let me say thank you for inviting us and giving us the opportunity to share a little bit about our operation and about our healthcare system. We're excited to join you today, so thank you. A little bit about WellStar. WellStar is located in the Marietta, Georgia area. We have operations throughout Georgia. We have 11 hospitals. We have 5 health parks, 13 urgent cares, and over 350 physician offices serving the community here in north and central and western Georgia. So that's a little bit about WellStar, a little bit about myself. I've been here for 3 years. I just had my 3-year anniversary. I really enjoy the organization. It's a great organization, great culture, and obviously a great mission and vision. I've been here, as I said, for 3 years. I've been in the healthcare industry for, probably 15 years in various forms and facets, certainly in the provider space. Product manufacturing. I was with Johnson & Johnson for 8 years. Worked and operated in healthcare distribution. And also from other sectors of business, such as manufacturing and so forth.
And Michael, talk a little bit about the most important challenges facing supply chain and healthcare today. What are the biggest challenges? What are you seeing getting easier, getting harder? Any advice, any thoughts? What are you seeing today in supply chain?
Yeah. Well, things have gotten really no easier over the last 2 years that we've been dealing with this pandemic. In fact, I would suggest that things have gotten harder. When the pandemic first started, we were all scrambling and dealing with PPE products, so masks, gowns, gloves, and so forth. But it seems as if the challenges have gone beyond PPE now and are in other product facets. And you know, you probably ask, well, give me some examples. And it's really I hate to say everything, but it's a lot of things. It's everything from styrofoam cups to other plastics products, crutches. It's the challenge of the day. It seems as if our industry, every week we have another challenge that we're being faced with. And they're all centered around supply continuity concerns, challenges that we're having.
How do you prioritize when it's almost like whack-a-mole, the old carnival game where there's a problem every place, and as soon as one thing gets solved, something else pops up. How do you prioritize your time as a leader of supply chain in such an environment where there are so many, brush fires popping up constantly? How do you sort of prioritize and plan or try to plan in that environment?
So that's a great question. Certainly what we see are these concepts of surges, right, where the patient population and the virus is rapidly moving through an area, a geographical area. And so our patient volume surge, today we're over 800 COVID positives throughout our healthcare system. And so when that happens, it's really all hands on deck from myself all the way throughout our organization, focused on making sure that our caregivers have what they need in order to service our patients. So really all of the strategic things that we try and focus on really get set to the side during those peak surges, if you will. And then when they subside, we get back to doing the long-term planning and execution and activities that we've that we've been charged to do. So as we look forward, we're looking 2-3 years out at a new ERP system, point of use technologies, self-distribution of implants, some of those larger scale, more strategic projects. So it's really it's like task switching, right? What's the hat of the day? Is it going to be the PPE? Is it going to be other supplies? Is it a surge? Or are we focused on more strategic things?
I mean, it's really like the old days of trying to plan on the urgent and on the important and trying to, unfortunately, during a crisis, deal with both. And sometimes the urgent becomes very important, not by plan, but because it just happens to be very important, and then not lose the sight of the bigger important goals and not being too reliant on one firm or one supply source and keeping costs under control and everything else. I mean, you've had a long leadership career. Talk a little bit about qualities of a leader and, you know, where there's more of a premium on certain skill sets versus others today versus 5-10 years ago. How do you sort of see qualities of a leader and what's important in leadership today?
You know, I don't know that, I guess I don't believe that leadership changes. I think the qualities of a leader today are the same qualities that we saw in leaders, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and even 30 years ago. But I'm confident that 10 years from now and 20 years from now, it'll be the same qualities and characteristics that we look for. And I'll rattle off a few in no particular order, but, you know, strategic thinking and vision. Obviously, you've got to have a great vision for your organization. Not only a great vision, but a great vision that the organization believes in. So I shared with you some of our more strategic projects. Certainly, we have a business need for those projects. The organization understands that business need and is willing to invest in those strategic plans and initiatives. Number two would be communication. Communication is critical at all areas and all aspects of, you know, professional and certainly of a leader. And being able to communicate up and down the line, so from the frontline people up to the boardroom, we've got to be able to communicate and articulate our vision, our strategy, our plans, and why we're doing what we're doing to make. Another one would be partnerships within the business, again, at all levels within the organization. I think it's important that a leader, if they're to be effective, they've got to be able to build strong partnerships and be able to get their ideas accepted and committed to and bought into. Accountability. That's very big in my organization. I hold myself accountable and I hold my leaders accountable. The commitments that they make, and make a commitment, we do everything that we can to deliver on that commitment. And I think that's really shown through over these last 2 years because, and it has in most organizations, I believe, you know, there was always this perception, if you will, right? Incorrect perception that supply chain perhaps was a necessary evil. And I firmly believe, you know, 2 years later, supply chain is well respected. Our respect has grown and it's been based on our ability to deliver and be accountable to the organization. Finally, I think, you know, there's two other things I would throw out there. One is empathy. It's a leader's ability to meet people where they're at. And you'll see me frequently in our hospitals working on the front lines. When we were short-staffed in our distribution center, myself and some of my leaders showed up and began to work picking orders, right? Because we knew what we had to do, and we had to be there to help and to support and really cheer our people on and pitch in. And then finally, it's being grateful. I'm a firm believer in servant leadership. I believe that servant leadership is a style or a form of leadership that's so needed in our organizations today. And so I think if I were to, you know, summarize or answer your question, it would be with those five or six characteristics that I believe will be strong characteristics in leadership today and into the future.
No, thank you. And I love this list, the summary, and I'll just rehash them very quickly. 6 key points on leadership: leader vision and strategy, a direction to where one is going as a firm, as a health system, as whatever it might be. 2, communication skills. 3 is partnerships, and partnerships at all levels. And this is such a fascinating issue. In the old days, there was often this vendor-vendee relationship between health systems and their vendor partners, and obviously through a pandemic, through everything else, and many of us recognize this anyways, partnerships, whether with other people in the organization, vendors, outsiders, whoever it might be, it's this constant view of things are not a zero-sum game, but of constant evolution of partnerships and how do you work close with people for the long run. 4, accountability. with empathy and understanding, and it never more clear than the last couple of years, whether at a staff level or people level, empathy goes so far in trying to retain and grow and keep a culture and keep things moving in the right direction. And then gratefulness, whether grateful to the people you work with, the people you partner with, the people you work for, whoever it might be, this concept of gratefulness. So I love this list of key characteristics, and also important. Michael, as we close up, anything else you want to share with us that you're thinking about for 2022? Anything else that's on your mind you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to all of our vendor partners. You know, you just called it out yourself. They've done a great job at helping us stay in this fight. Share with my colleagues out there in the supply chain industry, you know, keep up the fight. I have a feeling we're going to be in it for at least another 18 months. Thank you again for the opportunity, Scott. We really appreciate the opportunity to share.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Suzanne, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us so much from WellStar. Just a great discussion. Thank you for joining the Becker's Hospital Review podcast.
Have a great day.